you've never made money before, you've been broke, all of the money is new.
Credit myth that all credit is bad.
On today's episode of Corporate Homie, keeping it real in corporate America. Just don't be so you.
You don't want to have an African-American museum in your office.
Are you comfortable with your boss seeing you in a swimsuit? My life is better than yours.
If you don't like golf, I don't think that you should play golf. Welcome back, homies.
What up, homies?
Woo, woo, woo. We are so excited for tonight's show, which is authenticity in the workplace. Basically, how to be yourself at work.
Or, you know, keeping it real in corporate America.
Without getting fired.
Right. You don't want keeping it real to go wrong.
When keeping it real goes wrong. Vernon Franklin was an exceptional young man. He was the valedictorian of his high school class, won several scholarships, and became the first person in his family to attend college. He got a good job and worked 14-hour days, 6 days a week, quickly becoming the youngest vice president in the history of the Viacorp Corporation, ending the cycle of violence and drug addiction that had plagued his family for generations. The officers of his company were wrapping up the usual Thursday meeting in the South Conference Room when Frank Murphy, the man who had mentored Vernon, made an awkward comment.
Vernon, great job, buddy. You the man. Give me some skin, huh?
Vernon got along with all of the people he worked with, which in his heart of hearts made him feel like an Uncle Tom. Though he could have ignored the simple comment his mentor made, Vernon decided to keep it real.
Get your off with them hand out of my face. You heard me, off with them. Get your hands out of my face. What you think this is, man? Just shake my hand like a man. I gotta give you some five on the backhand side with all this crazy jive. It's sure. You want a little soft shoe? Should I drink some watermelon for you, boy? What's all that?
Hey, Vernon, buddy.
Get your hands off me, front. Ain't a game.
Seen the Vernon I know.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Ho. You heard that before. Rat, man. I used to beat the upworms up just like you. Just for walking around my way.
Vernon, buddy.
You better sit down, Frank. Yeah. Sit down, shit. Thug like. Then it's a game.
Today, Vernon works at Sonny's Filler up on Route 80 in New Jersey. He makes $6.45 an hour and stinks of gasoline even when he's not at the station.
You want to be yourself. You don't want to be somebody else.
Mm-mm. It's always easier just to be you.
You know, I was watching an episode of, what is the name of that show? Frankie and Grace. Yes, I've fallen in love with that on Netflix. And she was like getting ready to go to some lunch or something. And she told Frankie, you know, just don't be so you.
Yeah, that's a great point. Similar situation in real life. A buddy of ours was a real flamboyant, big personality guy going over to Dubai for work. And he was on our group text and he said, any advice for me? You know, they're kind of strict over there. And a buddy of ours texted back and said, take your earrings out and don't be yourself.
And don't be yourself. That is terrible.
Well, I know that we've gotten these questions over the years separately, which is, hey, not only have you guys had some success in corporate America, but you seem to be yourself and that works for you. So we want to talk about how to be yourself and how that worked for you and not compromising who you are in corporate America.
Right. Authenticity is so big. And I feel really passionate about that because I do think that is something that a lot of people, especially a lot of homies, feel like that they need to compromise in order to be successful in corporate America. And it's actually something that I strongly, like vehemently disagree with. And certainly I feel like, and if it were something that you did could make you incredibly unhappy as well, it has to be tremendously difficult to be successful at being someone else. The easiest thing is to be yourself. And so we want to talk about ways to actually be yourself while still maintaining the ability to have a measure of success in the workplace. So at the outset, we sort of want to recognize that oftentimes you will feel different at work. You won't feel like you have as many things sometimes in common with people.
We joke in my job that sometimes we ask clients what time it is and they say 73 degrees and sunny.
Yes, I definitely remember feeling that. Like, I'm asking the time and you're giving me the temperature. Or I can remember like one of my very first section meetings at my old firm, and everyone was telling some jokes, and they were, I mean, I'm talking about gut belly laughter. And I remember sitting there thinking to myself, this is not funny. But now what's actually ironic is I kind of find some of those same things funny, because those jokes were actually about the code. And I'm a bankruptcy lawyer. And so it was actually code based. And so something that I thought was culturally based, I learned later, was actually about our practice area. So those jokes actually turned out to be pretty funny once I learned what I was doing. So the first thing I want to talk about is sort of thinking that people are all up in your business.
This is so important. I remember one of our younger cousins, who our family is from Memphis originally. And so she had gone to an all black elementary, senior and junior high school, and then went to an HBCU and did really well academically. So your reward is you get to go to corporate America and work around people who don't necessarily look like you. And she always said, you know, these people are always in my business. They ask me how my weekend was, what I did. And I remember telling her, no one cares. They're just being polite. They don't actually care what you did this weekend.
Right. They are making small talk, and you are actually running around with a chip on your shoulder. It's okay to like share some of yourself. You can be you and tell them what you did this weekend, but trying to like keep your business to yourself and not share what you did keeps people from getting to know you. And one of the things that will really hurt you is if people don't know you, they will not put you on their team. They will not promote you. They will not trust you with the bet the company case or the bet the company deal or the $1 billion, you know, next project, because they don't actually know you well enough to do so. And so one of the ways that people, they have to actually know you. It is okay to share. I'm not saying you have to share your whole, complete, every single intricate thing about yourself, but it is okay to share, I like sports, or I like novels, or I like the symphony, or more importantly, I don't like those things.
Or I enjoy going to concerts or things like that. It's a way to share about yourself without going into, you know, a lot of detail.
Right. Another thing I would say is it's all right for your office to be a reflection of who you are. So if you come in my office is a direct reflection of who I am. It has photos of my family. It has a stuffed elephant that a summer associate gave me that I mentored many years ago that stayed in there. It has a pictures of the founders, because I was a Tennessee State facilitator when I was in college, and I still have that on my wall. It has a Bible is out in my office, because my faith is extremely important to me. I say all that because it's okay to share all of that. I feel like is a really accurate reflection of who I am, and all of those things are in my office.
And I think that you can do it without, like, everything in moderation, right? Like, you don't want to have an African-American museum in your office where you've got 18 African art pictures, a kente cloth blanket that's over your chair. I think that those kind of things make people apprehensive to come into your office, because you're communicating a completely different message than what maybe you intend to communicate.
Right, unless you intend to communicate that message. So another thing I want to talk about with authenticity, especially in this day and age, is how you're using social media. It is unrealistic to think that social media is not a part of your work profile. You know, a lot of people say LinkedIn. I don't really consider LinkedIn social media. I think LinkedIn is sort of just an online business platform. I guess it is technically social media, but when I'm talking about social media, I'm talking more in terms of Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, things like that. The first thing I want to say is do not think because your accounts are private that people at work don't know what's on your social media.
And I think that's a great point. And for me, I use Facebook and Instagram as personal social media and I use Twitter and LinkedIn as professional social media.
Right. And so what I say, like, don't think because it's private, because let me just give you an example. If I have my account locked down as private, but I'm friends with Tina, and Tina is friends with someone at work, then she can just show them what's on my page.
Right.
So don't just think that because, you know, oh, and sometimes people's settings are set up that they can see things that are tagged, people or friends of friends can see. So I just think that just having this idea that
you are being watched.
Right. You are actually being watched. And so you should be careful about that. And you shouldn't put anything up on social media that you wouldn't be comfortable with people at work seeing. And so I get a lot of questions about, you know, well, should I put up, you know, myself in, you know, a swimsuit or with my family or with my friends or drinking? And my answer to that is always, are you comfortable with your boss seeing you in a swimsuit? If so, go ahead and throw it up. If not, right, or a potential client. If not, then you should not put that up. But social media to me is not changed the game about what you show. It's changed the game about just sort of the ability of it to be seen. It's just the platforms are so much larger. And so if you sort of have a faux pas or a misstep, it can just be seen by more people.
I think that's great. I think it was last year in December, or maybe the year before, Facebook did this exercise where you could see like the five most words you used or whatever in your statuses over the year. And it was a great exercise because you got a chance to see, am I communicating to the world what I think I'm communicating? And I think that that's essentially what you're trying to get done at work, is like, you want to make sure that you are being yourself, but you are also communicating a message of professionalism that you intend to communicate. And social media has essentially turned us all into our own version of some type of celebrity.
Right. And that's an important point. Like, you're all a brand. Like, you are a brand. And so everything that you put up now is showing your brand. And if you're not sure what your brand is, here's the test I think can always help you learn that. Ask like a friend of a friend, or like a friend's spouse. So if you are not sure what your brand is, don't ask your homie. Ask your homie's husband or your homie's wife, because you're probably Facebook friends with them. Like, hey, you're Facebook friends with me. What do you think my brand is? Because they're also more likely to give it to you like on the cool, like on the real real, because that's not your best friend. That's not your homie. And they're going to tell you things like, oh, yeah, you know, you're the take the picture of your food. I got a selfie workout. You're a fitness person. Or you're the my life is better than yours post. Or you're the I think I'm cooler than you post, or whatever. And it'll help people understand your post. Sometimes your posts show like that I don't ever work. Right? That I'm just always chilling. You know, when people post the working from home in quote post, then people think, okay, and that's all you ever have. Then people think, okay, you're never serious about your job. You're just always about kicking it in a good time.
Great point. Great points. I love that. Kind of getting a friend of a friend to see what it is that you think that you are communicating. Yeah, that's a good point.
I want to spend a good amount of time talking about, because we probably get this question the most, is how do I pick what activities I want to do? And not just activities at work, but let's go through a couple of scenarios. So one of the questions we get asked a lot is, Bimitra and I play golf. And I cannot tell you how many times people come and they ask me, hey, I understand that lots of deals get done in corporate America on the golf course. Should I play golf because I work in corporate America? Bimitra, do you think everybody who works in corporate America should play golf?
Absolutely not. If you don't like golf, I don't think that you should play golf. I don't think that at all.
Right. That whenever people ask me that, I'm like, well, do you want to play golf? Because golf takes an extraordinary amount of time. It's 4 hours. It takes 4 hours to play golf. And that's just to play. So why would you spend, depending on where you live, in most places, it takes you 30 minutes or so to get to the golf course. So you're talking about 30 to 45 minutes on the front end, the 4 hour round, assuming that there's no 19th hole, an hour on the back end. You're talking about 6 hours to do something that you don't like.
And I was just about to say, work golf is not fun in the way that golf with my friends is. And the reason being is, you are with people that, you know, a lot of times are significantly older than you, and you really only spend about an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours, discussing whatever business that you guys have, and then you've got 2 hours to go with. A lot of times I'm playing with men who are in their 60s. We do not listen to the same music. We don't watch the same television shows. We don't attend the same concerts. And you've got 2 hours to feel.
And there's no hey, girl, hey out there.
There's no hey, girl, hey. Yes, it can be very helpful, but not if you hate it. And I wouldn't suggest you do anything that you dislike. And I certainly wouldn't suggest that you pretend like you like things that you don't just for work.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, I see a lot of people talking about things like, well, I go to the symphony because that's what cultured people do. And I think you should go to the symphony if you like the symphony. And if you don't like the symphony, then don't do that. But on the other hand, if you don't know, and a lot of homies don't, they haven't been exposed to some activities, then you should keep your mind open. And you should try them. So if you have not been to the symphony, if you have not been to the ballet, if you've not been to the theater, if you have not played golf, if you've not played tennis, if you've not tried these things, hockey or any of that, you should see, you should open your mind to see. And you should, on the other hand, you should not close your mind to an activity just because you're like, I keeps it real. I'm from so-and-so. I don't play,
say that to me.
I don't play no golf. I'm from the mean street stuff, such and such. You're like, oh, okay.
I would definitely say, I think choosing what activities you do socially should be similar to trying new food. You can't say that you don't like something that you've never actually tried.
Right. And then the same thing about, you know, when you're picking activities at work, like those were the kind of corporate social activities. But then there are things that you're going to choose at work. So one of the things I remember when I was a very young associate, and I'm going to date myself a bit, is that there was a big, like, secret meeting of all the female associates about wearing open-toed shoes and bare legs to work. And so they were having this big meeting. And they were like, we're going to have this meeting and we want to be able to wear, you know, not have to wear pantyhose and be able to wear open to like peep toe shoes to work. I remember they, you know, had this conference room and we all went down there to discuss it. And they had this list of fashion demands that they were going to take to the managing partner to discuss, or whoever it was, HR lady. I don't even know. I was so young. And I remember one of the more senior women said to me, Demetra, you're always so outspoken and you always have pretty much opinions about things. You know, why aren't you saying much? And I remember saying to her, like, hey, I'm all for open toe. I'm all for a bare leg. But I am one of the few, if not the only Black woman in here. And I'm going to have other issues that I'm going to need to fight, other battles I'm going to need to. So miss me on the open toe shoe battle.
Can't spend my chips on that.
Why? I cannot spend my chips on that. But I hope y'all win it, because I'd like to wear open toe and have a bare leg. So good luck. So like, you want to pick your activities, pick your battles, kind of understand, like, so it's not that I wasn't being authentic, because I did, but you need to prioritize those things, because I saved my chips for things like when I was put on a pitch for a case because the client wanted a more diverse team, but then I wasn't put on the matter to discuss things like that. I wanted to just, that's what I wanted to use my chips for. And I knew that I would sort of, when it was my turn for my chips, I would probably be standing solo. And so I needed to save them for those.
I would say that's a great, great point. I would also say, you know, when it comes to corporate social activities, there are some unwritten rules that we as homies tend to make big missteps with. The Halloween party at your boss's house where everyone is in costumes, you can't go and not wear. First of all, you have to go. Let's start there. Second of all, you cannot attend and then not wear a costume.
Right. This is not the time to be too cool for school.
Right. You can't do that. When there are big group team outings, everyone is going to happy hour. You can't be the guy that's saying, I'm not going to happy hour because I go to the gym after work. And like, come, drink water, and then go to the gym. And then don't announce it. I'm drinking water because I'm going to the gym. Now, these are things that you cannot do. And these are things that will slow your career down and that people will think that you think that you're too good. You can't do these types of things. They are critically important. I'll give you an example about being authentic in the workplace. I do not drink coffee. I never have drank coffee. Don't see myself starting to drink coffee at this age, I probably have 1 to 2, quote, air quote, coffee meetings every week. I get there, I have orange juice, I have water, tomato juice, what have you, because you're really not being invited to coffee per se. You're being invited to the conversation. And I cannot tell you how many times I've heard somebody say, oh, I don't do this. I'm not going to happy hour because I don't drink or I'm not drinking. Like, you're not actually going to happy hour. You're going to the social aspect of your job. And that's part of keeping it real, is doing things that are going to help your career.
I don't, or didn't, especially when I was a young associate, and still really to this day, don't really work on Sundays. My dad is a minister. I grew up in a household where we sort of kept Sundays very sacred, and I've really kept that pretty consistent in my career. That does not mean that I've never worked a Sunday or that I won't work Sundays, because I do when I have had to, but I've never really announced that. I just sort of don't work Sundays. And as a very, very baby lawyer, I would have to sometimes double time it on a Saturday, so I didn't. But what I never said to a partner was, you know,
I live for the Lord.
I live for the Lord. And so I'm not going to really be able to come in here on Sunday, because I'm going to be with Jesus and I'm going to be slain in the spirit. So I'm not going to be able to come. I just went to church, did my thing. Like Bemetra was saying, everything doesn't have to be announced. If you need to go to the gym, go to the gym. Stop telling people. If you don't eat pork, just don't eat pork. Stop talking about that. Stop announcing that. Just actually be your authentic self. But it doesn't require an announcement, because the announcement is sometimes what makes people feel uncomfortable.
And I would say the biggest piece of advice I can give in this arena is, if you cannot be yourself at work, then you probably do not fit the culture where you work, and it probably isn't the best environment, which means you're going to constantly struggle in that environment, because so much of corporate success in corporate America is about the culture and the politics. So if you don't feel like you can bring your whole self to work, that is the new, you know, kind of diversity and inclusion buzzword, is that you, or buzz phrase, should I say, is that we want people to bring their whole selves to work and not feel like they have to leave pieces of themselves at home in order to be successful. You're probably in the wrong culture if you feel like you cannot be yourself.
Right. And so what I want to make sure that you get from today's podcast is, give it a try. Be your authentic self first. Don't just decide that, oh, I look differently than everyone else, or I'm from a different background than everyone else, and so I can't bring my whole self because they won't get it. Try it and see if it works, without being antagonistic about it. See if that works out, and then make a decision about that.
Yeah. So, a couple things, you know, be your authentic self, be mindful of your social media presence. Make sure that you're trying new things. Don't just try to do activities that you do not enjoy because you think it's the corporate culture thing to do.
As always, thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it. If you are enjoying the podcast, I mean, we're still so new with this. The only way we know that is if you drop us a tweet. Please do subscribe to the podcast. Tell other people about the podcast. Reach out to us on social media. We are a corporate homie, HOMIE. That is our website as well. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all those places. And until next time,
hustle hard, homies.
All of you, get you a twin. Get you another homie.